Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another fantastic episode of Extreme Dog Show. I'm your host, Lenny, the not Kravitz Kravitz, and I'm joined by my buddy today.
That's right, Dick Dickerson here live at the 5th Annual Biseasonal Quad Weekly Once in a Millennia Ultimate Mega Goku Dog Show. Man, what did they put in this coffee?
That's right, friendo, we've got one hell of a show in store for you today. If you thought our last dog show was impressive, wait until you get a hold of our first round pedigree challenge between Fluffy McFlusterson and Leo, not the tiger, Schmoofy Poo. So tell me, friend, what are your thoughts on this competition? Who do you think is going to win and why?
Well, I think my money's on the poodle. I mean, it looks like she could judge me on her walk with that regal pose. And that mane, don't even get me started. I haven't seen hair that voluminous since my disco days. And Bartholomew, are you sure you're not like a giant cotton ball with legs? Because that tail is giving me serious cloud vibes.
Spoken like a master breeder. So let's hurry up and wait and see what the
like
judges. Okay,
dogs.
Speaking of breeding, that's just unacceptable.
Oh,
I mean, come on. It looks like the judges are still giving it a mark. Okay, it's a 10, a 10, a 10. That last judge only gave him a 3, though. Why do you think that is?
Well, he's probably saving up for a Bella the Bloodhound. Now, that snoot could sniff out a dropped French fry across town. And let's hope she focuses on the judge's steak instead. And we've got this feisty Jack Russell Sparky. It looks like he could outrun a speeding bullet. Just don't get between him and a squeaky toy. Trust me, folks. And in the corner, we have Penelope the Scottish Terrier and that beard. More impressive than, anything I could grow. Maybe I should ask her for grooming tips.
Yeah, fair point. All right, moving over to our next fun event. We've got toddler barrel racing. Now, whoever thought of this event is just a pure genius. You take a little toddler, you tie him to the back of a big breed dog, and you let that dog go ham, chasing ham around barrels. Now, over on this side, we've got Barky McBarkerson. On the other side, we've got Larry McFlusterson. Now, based on previous events, my money's on Lucky, but what are your thoughts here?
Well, I mean, I kind of want you to go back to that whole toddler barrel thing. I wonder if I could take, some of this bag of Reese's and, lure more toddlers in here so we have more toddlers. Are we wheelbarrowing the toddlers? Or either way, I think it's a phenomenal event.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. So next up, we've got a new event. We call it the Floof Fluff Fliffity Fluff 5000. Now what we're going to do is we're going to have our main man over there, Edward Scissorhands, come in here and share these poodles that look like sheep. Whoever has the most dander and gets the most range on the floof balls is going to be the winner. So what are your thoughts on this new brand of competition?
I mean, I'm kind of against it, to be completely honest. Because last time they shaved down a dog, it started just looking at me
like with one of those judging looks, like those judging side eyes, like Simon Cowell. And I mean, I saw a pug winking at a camera, and like it just got really weird. Like, I was hoping that age-old battle, dog versus sky chicken, aka when the dogs get distracted and they go try to attack pigeons. Like, that's a competition I would watch.
You know, I agree. So here we go. I'm going to switch things up and give you a chance to go ahead and introduce our brand new latest prototype event. So take it away, chum.
That's right, buddy. We are talking about the new Paparazzi Potty. I mean, are you tired of like the same old stuff with dog shows? Well, fetch your finest bandana and leash, because the Paparazzi Party is here to shake things up. This isn't your grandma's Westminster. This is a celebration of everything quirky, cute, and blood-slaughtering pigeons. And we're all about the Tail Wags of Fury obstacle course, the best costume catwalk, and the loudest bark competition. Does your dachshund have a killer side eye? Does your pug have the ultimate underbite? Well, this is the moment to shine and maybe snag a sponsorship deal, who knows? I heard that KFC is currently looking for a new dachshund to take over. And well, we also have the Yappy Hour for responsible owners, because everyone deserves a break, a ball pit bonanza, and a snuggle zone for those who just want to chill. Did I mention all the blood and slaughtering with the pigeons?
I'm pretty sure this whole event is illegal in every state, including Ohio, because they get away with a lot of weird things over there in Ohio. Anyway, my money is on the first contestant. Who do you think is going to win this one and why?
Honestly, man, my money is on the Flavortown canine known as Guy Fieri the Jack Russell. I mean, this ain't your average pup. No, sir. He may be short in stature, but his personality's as big and bold as a five-alarm chili cook-off. I mean, just check out that fire hydrant red fur and those flame-shaped patches all over his eyes. This guy's got Flavortown written all over him. And let me tell you, Fieri the pup's taste buds are just as adventurous as his wardrobe. He ain't no picky eater. He'll devour a gourmet kibble creation in the same gusto as he would demolish a slobbery hot dog after a walk in the park. And it's just not about the food with him, though. He's got the heart of a champion. He loves a good belly rub competition, and he's known to judges as the annual drool-a-thon with a discerning eye. It might be all the blood from all of the pigeons, but you know how it goes with these things. And when he's not living the busy life, he's living the good life. He likes to lend a paw to local shelters, helping other pups find their forever homes, where he also cooks up a feast of bloody pigeons. I mean, this guy knows no bounds.
You know, I agree. So let's just take a minute and see how this all unfolds. And I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you give us a blow-by-blow of this latest event.
All right, folks. Things are just about to get interesting at the Paparazzi Party. We got one of those people that release doves at weddings, and we are going to allow them to release pigeons into the arena. All right. And the first pigeon swooping down, a pigeon with a serious case of the park food snatchers. And here's Blaze. Oh, he went from 0 to 60 faster than a tricked-out Wienermobile. He just let out a bark that could rival a Harley-Davidson, and man, did that bullrog barrel roll. Oh man, that would make a gymnast jealous. And that pigeon, bless that tiny brain dead bird, didn't seem to get the memo about Guy Fieri's personality. Just strutted out, pecking at a stray french fry like it owned the place. But these dogs were determined for a champion chili cook-off, facing a bland bean burger launched himself after the pigeon. Now, let me tell you, bulldogs aren't exactly known for their agility. It was more of a determined waddle than a graceful chase. The pigeon, with the agility of a seasoned parkour pro, dodged Blaze's every lunge. It was like watching a slow motion demolition derby with feathers, and the crowd roared with laughter. You do not want to be in these front seats. We call that the splash zone.
You know, it's been a long time since I've seen a show this intense. So we're going to go ahead and call it in here, because I think somebody needs a cold shower. So until next time, friendos, remember to keep it locked in here for more extreme doggity diggity dog show shenanigans.
And that's a wrap. Hey, do you know if peroxide still gets pigeon blood out? I mean, this is a new shirt.
Save big money on everything for your projects at Menards. Update your outdoor space with our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. Load up big savings using our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates fast using our deck and fence design programs. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big.